Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, I'm sure to talk exclusively basketball, is Andrew Frisky, the athletic director and dorm principal at Mount Edgecombe. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And it is just a jam-packed basketball week. The Region 5 tournaments are happening, 3A down in Ketchikan. And you would think that would mean Sitka would be quiet, but that's far from the case.
It is. You know, Mount Edgecombe is hosting the 2A tournament this year at the exact same time.
Okay, and that's because Edgecombe is just a great place to have a tournament, isn't it?
Of course. I think it's the best place to have a tournament. But it rotates every 3 years. And so next year, you know, Mount Edgecombe and Sitka will co-host the 3A, 4, actually the 2A, 3A, 4A, with all the new conferences and how things are going for next year.
Right, because this is the last year that we're seeing the schools in this current alignment.
That's right.
And so next year it'll be kind of a different story. But for now, all your teams, your girls and boys teams, are headed to Ketchikan, or will be very shortly. And the 2A schools are coming to Edgecombe. And what do? Do they just move into the same beds that the other kids vacated?
That's about the right size and number of folks that are leaving down to Ketchikan there. But no, most of the 2As, they do group house, but they're scattered around the city here. Some have houses, some are in the hotels, and there's just one team staying at the school this year. So
okay, what do you want to do first, 3A or 2A?
Well, let's talk about the 3A, 4A tournament down in Ketchikan, then I'll plug the 2A tournament a little bit.
All right. I guess Sitka, both girls and boys Sitka basketball are looking really strong. Edgecombe is going in third to the tournament, but anybody who saw the Battle of the Bridge games knows that the records don't necessarily reflect the level of play that we've seen coming out of Edgecombe, for sure.
Yeah, I think the tournament's what determines who goes to state, and that it happens every year that every team steps up, you know, at the tournament, and it could be, I think this year for equality it's up there for one. It's going to be, it's shaping up to be one of the best tournaments that I can remember in a long time.
Oh yeah,
across the board.
Mm-hmm. So, are you going to go down there at all?
I am. Yep, I'm going to help down there, do whatever they need help with down there, and also cheer on our kids and help Craig on the radio as well.
Okay. Oh, so Craig Giamona is going down to broadcast the games?
Yep, that's right.
From Ketchikan. That sounds good. And will we be able to hear them in Sitka?
Yep. Yeah, all the Sitka and Edgecombe games are going to be on 12:30 there. So.
Okay. On KIFW.
That's right.
Yeah, you can say those words, and we'll make sure that our listeners know when those games are going to be broadcast. So Andrew and I have been filling in the bracket a little bit to get a handle on when the games are going to be. And I guess on Edgecombe's side, it looks like your first round, you drew a tough first round game against Metlakatla.
Yeah, for the girls,
Lady Braves.
Yeah, for the girls, you know, they play at 3 o'clock against Metlakatla, and you know, coming into the tournament, you know, I know Coach Blackers thinks that Metlakatla could be one of the dark horses. They've been playing very well the last four games against Edgecombe and Craig, who are the number 2 and 3 seeds. You know, out of all four games combined for, I think, 11 points total. You know, it was 3 points against Edgecombe and 4 the next night, and a couple points against Craig each night. So They're going to be tough, and they got their home crowd there too in Ketchikan.
And because they just pop over across on the ferry there to play. And the other thing that's I guess a good thing, I don't want to sound like I'm editorializing, but this regional tournament, you guys went to a double elimination format a few years ago, right?
Yep.
And this means that nobody's out of it until they've lost twice, and it seems to really kick up the energy.
It has, and it actually started the year before with the 2As, and we kind of just, because the school spent a lot of money sending kids everywhere, and having a single elimination just seemed to make sense to finally go double and make every game count, everybody get their money's worth, and it has. It's brought more money into the region because every game's exciting. Those 8 a.m. games used to be you know, you had the janitor helping clean up, and that was the only other person in the stands. But now you have the stands are full on those early games as well.
Right, because the loser's bracket can eventually go ahead and eventually compete for the second berth in the state tournament.
Exactly. So a loser is going to go be the second.
Yeah, right.
They're definitely going to state.
And have you lobbied ASA to change the format of the state tournament to double elimination too?
Not yet, but they have in volleyball. If you're, you know, the volleyball, they have, there has been a proposal in for volleyball, but not for basketball yet. And looking at the way they cram in all the games up in Anchorage, it would be a tough one for Anchorage to fit all those games. So
okay,
and it's kind of fun, you know, going up there. You get 3 days, and if you lose your out, it gives you a little bit more, you know, because that, you know, that's the end result.
Mm-hmm.
And there, after that, you're done. But for regions, at least, if you lose a game here, you still have a chance to move on to state.
Right.
And so it. Right now, at least coming from Mount Edgemont, we probably won't make any proposals for a double at state, but you never know.
Who knows? So both the Sitka Wolves and Sitka Lady Wolves have first-round byes, so we don't know what their games are going to be yet. How about the Edgecombe Braves? Who's their first round matchup?
They're going to be playing Petersburg, and that's going to be at 4:45, so there's actually the two games in a row. At 3 o'clock, Lady Braves play, and at 4:45 are... the Braves play.
And you and Craig will be calling those games on KIFW tomorrow?
Yes. And then on Thursday, hopefully, I mean, if the Braves win, Craig's going to have a scratchy voice. He's going to he's gonna have a lot of four games to call, and I think Mike is going to help him out on the Sitka games.
And how has Edgecombe balanced against in regular season play against Petersburg?
Yeah, Peter. Well, the first night... They played here. The Edgecombe Braves beat Petersburg pretty handily. The second night it was a 1-point game, and there was a foul called with no time left, and Casey Green had two free throws, and he missed the first and made the second, and they won by one. It would have gone into overtime.
Okay.
So definitely it could be interesting. And also, you know, with Edgecombe, I'm not sure, with Dominique Call, who got hurt in the crossover or the bridge game on Wednesday, where he's day-to-day right now. His x-rays came back negative for any fracture, but he's still on crutches. So.
Was it ankle or knee?
It was his ankle.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's going down, and they're just going to take it day-to-day. So.
Okay. Casey Green, he's not here. He's probably not listening. Can we just say Casey Green is one exciting player to watch?
Casey's one of those kids. He's a great kid off the court, but on the court, he's just been... He's been growing both, you know, mentally and physically. You know, I think he's grown probably 3 inches this this season. But he's also he's turning into one of those premier players in Southeast.
Yeah, Sitka does have a very good team this year, kind of a dominating physical presence. And it took him a while to kind of figure out Casey Green in the Battle of the Bridge game that I saw. But it's kind of inspiring to watch him. A kid drive that intensely for the basket. And
he has an interesting story. His dad just became the head coach up in Hooper Bay.
Oh, all right.
And so he and his buddy Leo Ford is also from Hooper Bay. He was, before I brought him over here, we were driving over to talk on the radio a couple of weeks ago. He thought that they could be top contenders for a state championship in the 2A, but he felt he was dedicated to Mount Edgecombe, you know, and wanted to come back and give it another shot. So.
Well, I hope you give him extra dessert or something. Anyway, Andrew, what about 2A? When did the games start happening in the for real in the 2A? I guess there was a conference game last night.
There was, yeah, and there is another one tonight. Angoon and Heidelberg boys are playing over at SJ or the Hames
Center.
Hames Center tonight at 8 o'clock, and they played last night, and it was great. You know, it was great to see the scoreboard lit up. They did a great job getting the gym prepped, you know, and how that all came down is Heidelberg couldn't get into Angoon while ago, and so they called me up and asked if I could line something up for them, and so the first place I called was the Hames, and, you know, Carrie and Brandt over there did a great job. They said, oh, let's give it a shot, see what we can do to get things rolling, and mm-hmm. And they were working out hard for the last couple of days to make sure things were going, because I said, well, we got to have a working clock, and, you know, we got to have these things, and they went out of their way to do it, and it was great. There was probably 30 people watching the games, and I'm sure tonight, you know, there's going to be a few more, because it was a good game.
All right, and this is the first time a conference game of any kind college, high school has been played in the Hame Center. It's got to be in like 10 years or more.
It's been a while, and yeah. I was excited. That was the first place I thought of, you know, because, you know, I figured it'd be a great spot to. They've been doing so much work over there and getting things going. So, and it worked out great. The teams were happy. The coaches were excited to play over there. And it was it's a great start for the 2A tournament, which starts tomorrow at 11:15.
Right. And so it's Heidelberg and Klawock playing tonight.
Angoon. Oh. Heidelberg and Angoon. And it comes down, there's Heidelberg's tied right now. Or if they win tonight, they'll be tied with Klawock for their second seed, and then it comes down to all these tiebreakers because they already split, you know. So it's going to be it should be a good game tonight, and then we don't even know who the second or third seed is yet until after tonight's game.
So that's going to be determined by tonight's outcome.
That's right.
And then some of the other the first seed, I guess, Yakutat. I mean, there have been some strong teams in 2A this year on both the girls and boys side.
Exactly. And in the years past, last year, three of the four teams in the finals were all Southeast 2A schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Skagway beat Yakutat in the championship for the girls, and Klawock boys lost to Point Hope boys. It just shows the quality of basketball for the 2As here. And I think it's going to be the same again this year with the girls' side. You know, the Klawock and Yakutat girls are just super tough, and the Yakutat boys this year undefeated as well.
Okay, so we in Sitka can watch state caliber 2A games this week. There's the last conference game is tonight at Sheldon Jackson at Hames. Mm-hmm. At what time?
At 8:00 tonight.
Okay, and then games tomorrow start at 11:15 in the morning.
Yeah, and that starts right out with Yakutat boys, the number one team probably in the state, I would think, are right up there for the 2As, and they're playing Cake, which is the number 8, and then from then on out, from 11:15 until I think 8 p.m. is the last game tonight, and then 11:15 each day on Saturday starts at 9:45. So
okay,
lots of basketball, and the championship for the winners bracket, just if folks are interested, is Friday at 6:15 for the girls and 8:00 for the boys. And then since it's a double elimination, coming up to the loser's bracket, the two teams are going to be playing. The girls are at 4:30, and the boys are at 6:15 on Saturday for that second seed.
All right. And as we mentioned, you and Craig Giamona from the Sentinel are going to be broadcasting the 3A games from Ketchikan. Mm-hmm. While all this is going on, are these 2A games going to be, they're going to be streamed at the Edgecombe website?
They are, yeah, on our mehs.us, and then it goes to web, live website, or web live something. MEHS live is what you click on.
Okay, good. Well, we'll try and get these brackets posted online on our website and have a link to the streaming site as well. So if people can't get over there in person and want to check on some of these games, maybe while they're at work or something.
Exactly. And then you can pick up tickets at the door.
Yeah.
Adults are $50 and seniors and students are $40. So
for the entire tournament.
For the entire tournament. Yeah. It's a great deal especially if you go to every game. Then it's a really good deal. But overall, it's going to be a great tournament here. We've been working hard to get it ready, and it's going to be a great tournament down in the 3A, 4A down in Ketchikan. So lots of basketball.
It's kind of our own version of March Madness. It's sort of February. February Madness.
It definitely is.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking the time to come in and talk about it, Andrew. I know you got a busy travel schedule, and it's just got to be crazy shuffling all the kids around and getting them to where they're supposed to be and managing all the visiting players as well. So thanks a lot for taking the time.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Andrew Frisky is athletic director at Edgecombe High and also Mount Edgecombe's dorm principal.